Welcome, Asmita, to Beyond the Numbers. I'm so excited that you're here to kick us off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hey, thank you so much for having me here. I'm really, really excited. So I'm Asmita Jason, a business growth and visibility coach. I normally train people around getting visible and actually audience growth, most importantly on emails, so list building.
Now, you had a membership with over 100 active members that you had raised a price point on, but you ended up closing the doors for it and switching directions. And I am so thrilled that we are having this conversation because I feel like this is so crucial in the way that we operate our business. So I can't wait to hear. Tell us a little bit about the membership. What was going on and why you ended up closing it, and then what happened as a result?
Closing that membership was one of the biggest and the scariest decisions of my business journey, but it turned out to be the best. Now, to explain why I actually had to close it, I'll have to go to the beginning why I had started it. So there was a time when I had gone to some of investment trauma and I was like, oh, I don't want to charge high ticket. I want to go low ticket. And that was the phase when memberships were becoming a big, like, okay, that $7 membership, that $9 per month membership, $27 per month membership. And I was so influenced by seeing these memberships coming up, people joining those memberships. I badly wanted to have a membership out there. And I had a mini mind, which was all around audience growth. So I thought, I want to over deliver. I want to give people everything that it is. And I converted this mini mind into the $7 per month membership. My intention was very pure to give people literally everything. So whoever joins that $7 per month should be so happy. They would never want to leave. My intention was straightforward. They would never want to leave. They would like to be here because I'm giving everything. And as I was learning about memberships, I realized memberships had so many calls, so many resources. I had ended up adding everything, okay? So whenever I saw people were having accountability call, added to my membership. Content call, added to my membership. This call, added to my membership. Oh, people are giving resources. I also have to give. So somewhere I felt I was like hustling to keep the members because otherwise they would cancel, right? So memberships have something like cancel anytime. And I didn't want members to cancel. So I started kind of over delivering, like every month, one planner, one workshops. And I literally had 6 calls a month for something that was as low as $7 a month. Now for someone who might have co-coaches and all, it might be feasible. For me, I do have a team, but not co-coaches. So me alone managing like 6 calls, 1 workshops, creating those resources was literally getting burnt out for me. But because it had so many things, I had 100 people into it at that moment. So initially I thought it would be a very good recurring revenue, like $7 memberships. I scale it to 1,000 members. I'm going to have 7K recurring revenue. That was my intention behind it, by making it so much valuable. But then I realized people were literally not showing up. There was no engagement, like barely no. I would say there were some people who were engaging, some people who were showing up on calls, but not all. Many people had just come for resources or to see what I'm giving in there, or maybe some other workshops here and there. So I started getting drained out, like, okay, look, I'm creating so many things for y'all. I'm giving my time and you're not showing up. And you're not doing action. I'm not getting results. My membership is not scaling and my business is not scaling. So somewhere I started feeling disconnected with it, even though I had 100 members. So, but the revenue was like, okay, $700 a month. It wasn't huge. If I could have sold another group program, that would be that revenue. But in returns, the work I was doing was too much. In fact, at the same time, I had another program, which was a name a little bit different, but that was like a closer kind of group program. People were paying me $197 a month. They literally had 2 calls a month. That's it. But those people were taking action. And here I was spending so much of time. So when I did my capacity calculation, like I had a big breakthrough and I did my capacity calculation, I realized 50% of my time was going behind this membership. And that was just 10 to 20% of my revenue. I realized it was a bottleneck. And then if I had to move my business forward, I needed capacity at hand. I was so drained. Like, even though I had time, I used to be so drained, I couldn't do anything. So my capacity had actually become zero with this membership. And I started feeling those vibes wherein, okay, people are never going to show up, because they were not. They were not giving the results. So when this program, when this curriculum was actually a mini mine, people had had so much breakthroughs. They had made 5K and 10K cash months. And here, there was no one telling me, like, they used something or they watched a video, and literally no one did. Like, some did, not many did. So I was feeling disconnected, and then I decided enough is enough. Like, I did a first step. Like, I wanted to save my membership because there was so much hard work. I increased the price to $19 a month. I had some more members joining in. Then I increased it to $27 a month. Some more members joined. I increased it to $97 a month. Still some more members joined, okay? So it wasn't that I didn't have members joining. I literally had members joining. People were not canceling very soon. So I think the fastest cancellation was 3 months period. But still, that was nothing. Like, 3 months, someone is paying you $300, but you are giving so much time behind it. So I started feeling disconnected and realized, okay, no more patching up, no more doing quick fixes. I first had reduced the number of calls. I had told members, I'm not going to give you resources. I increased the price. I did everything. But these were all those quick patch-ups. And I was bored of these patch-ups. Now, you would realize it was so much pain out there. Like, you have your best curriculum going out, and then you are trying to do patch-ups just to keep these people. So somehow, I was feeling like, you know, I'm getting drained, I'm getting overwhelmed. I started feeling guilty, like, okay, look, I have so many people out here, and I'm changing the structure every now and then, and nothing is feeling aligned. But because the main problem was, there was so much into it, it had to be priced, and it was the bottleneck because it was taking all of my time. So one day I decided it's closing. So I told all the members, it's closing, it's over, I have tried. And it was a very vulnerable email. I sent all the existing members very open email. I told them, look, you all have been seeing me for the last 3 months. I have been trying to do everything with it. I have been trying to save it, but somehow it doesn't align with me. I have to let it go. For me, it was difficult because $700 was still a good amount of revenue for me at that point of stage in my business. So when you see, when I said, like, okay, 20% of revenue and then some upsells coming in. So those upsells and this revenue, it was a huge revenue for me because I was at the beginning stages of my business. Not exact beginning, but in between. But quitting this revenue was actually huge for me. But that bold decision opened doors for something more. Now, the moment I closed this membership, I felt I had added extra, like, 12 hours in my life, because I didn't have to show up on calls. I didn't have to create resources. I didn't have to be in Facebook group answering people. There was so much time at my hand. I started creating group programs, which were like self-paced learning programs around like $200, $300 in that range. Some were like live training and $47 in that range. With doing this, I started bringing in more revenue than what the membership gave me. But the time required was just 25% of it. So that was such a relief. And eventually I reduced the content and I launched an email marketing program. There was a phase, okay? It was 1 year phase from setting down membership, launching these mini programs out there. And after 1 year, I launched a high ticket program again. And I had 19 members when I launched it. So that was the shift. I feel like, overall, to tell you, when I took this decision, I felt bad because I was closing something that was working. If I would have taken a little extra efforts, might be I would have had a lot more recurring revenue, but I was getting drained, I was getting exhausted, so I decided to shut down. I switched on to self-paced courses where I didn't have to show up on calls. I did that, and after a period of 1 year, I started another program, which is with support, but that was almost launched like a high-ticket program, and that's where I see shift in me. Like, I don't have to train myself. That's, even the high ticket program doesn't have so many calls, doesn't have so many resources. I have made it clear to myself, no promising resources, no promising templates, no promising too much of calls, because I don't want to go back to that busy and burnt out nature.
That's such a powerful story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now, I know that you've got a resource for our listeners and the ultimate lead magnet success checklist to ensure that your lead magnet actually converts prospects into loyal clients. That's what we want, right? Like, we don't need just people signing up for the lead magnet. We want to convert them to clients. So, why don't you share a little bit about that and how we can connect with you?
Of course, yes. First of all, the lead magnet checklist is not a typical checklist that people would find here and there. I named it as lead magnet success checklist because it is where you can actually review your lead magnet with. Now you as in the audience might be having so many lead magnets out there. They can actually take the lead magnet and kind of a review with this checklist and know whether the lead magnet is going to convert or is just collecting dust. You can get it. The link would be available here. And furthermore, if you want to connect with me, the best way is Instagram. I'm on Instagram with the ID Asmita Jason. Even on Facebook, it's perfectly fine, Asmita Jason. I'm kind of very active on socials.
Amazing. Your action step slash reflection for this session. Let's talk about, or let's reflect on, do you dread parts of your business? Is there a program or offer that is draining you? How could it be shifted so that it lights you up again? What changes could you make? That could this be the coaching container? Do you need to close it all down like Asmita did? This is going to be so important because if you're dreading or not excited about your offer, your audience is going to feel it too. Now, you're doing the mindset work and it's powerful, right? I know you're starting to see patterns, but if you're ready to go deeper, regulate your emotions, take action, feel confident in your choices, and finally embody that version of you who doesn't just know it, but lives it, then I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where aligned action meets unstoppable confidence. You can see all the details for that at amycirca.com/unstoppable.